Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. Hey, and welcome to the month of August. And it's August the 1st, and we're excited about a new couple we have coming. Adon and Yesenia Aviles. They're going to begin a Spanish work here at Bible Baptist Church. We'll begin our Spanish ministry, and they look forward to being here. They're driving in today, and we'll be telling you more about the Spanish ministry here at Bible Baptist Church in the days to come. But I hope you had a good Sunday at church yesterday. We ended the month of July well here. And I hope you did as well, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Now, if your Bible's nearby, let's go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. I'd like to read a couple verses here where Jesus says in verse number 3, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." This is spoken, of course, during Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and it deals with judging others, especially hypocrisy in judging others. And we're going to look at that proverb for just a few minutes here today on the radio. First of all, notice the terms used, mote and beam. They're both made of the same material. They're just different sizes. A mote is a chip or a splinter. A beam is a log or a joist, a rafter, if you will. All right, and he's bringing a contrast here, the difference in the size. Little faults compared to great faults. Little sins compared to big sins. Now, he said, why beholdest thou? Behold, of course, means to see or to have sight. I see it. Then considerest, you understand or consider attentively. And then see clearly in verse number 5. Means it's a stronger form of beholdest. It means to see through or to see thoroughly. All right. So the Lord is saying, while one is judging, sees the mote, beholdest the mote in his brother's eye, he won't give serious attention or serious consideration to the beam in his own eye. And in addition, he must see, in order to see clearly or thoroughly, he has to remove the beam from his own eye so he can get the mote out of his brother's eye. You cannot do that as long as the beam is in your eye. You see, correction is always harder than detection. Anyone can criticize. Few can correct the problem. Jesus is pointing out how absurd the sin of hypocrisy is. It's absurd and wicked behavior. It is never dressed up by Christ. If you want a right view of sin, you go to the Bible. You go to the Scriptures. You don't go to the world. The world will try to tell you that it's not murder, it's a choice. They'll tell you it's not a drunkard, it's a disease. They say it's not fornication, it's just living together. It's not adultery, it's an affair. It's not, listen my friend, it's not eye candy, it's lust. It's not an alternate lifestyle, it's an abomination in the sight of God. So we call things the way the Bible calls things. We name things the way the Bible names things. Now, let's look at the teaching here that Jesus gives. And he starts by saying, judge not that ye be not judged. Now, it's pretty simple why we don't judge, because we don't know the whole story. There's always the outward story and there's the inward story. And we can't tell the inward of another man. No one knows the thoughts of somebody else, but God does. That's why God is the righteous judge. We don't judge because we'll judge hypocritically. So often, the sin we reprove in others is tolerated in our own life. Remember, The mote is made of the same material as the beam. The sin of the one judging was the same kind as the one he rebuked, only it was far greater in size. You see, one of the things that sin does is sin blinds us. It blinds us to our own sins. And it blinds us more to our sins than it does to the sins of others. Someone said, "He is no enemy of sin who does not hate it in himself." So I cannot judge another. If I do, I judge hypocritically. Why? Because we're both defective. All right, the second reason I don't judge is I could judge presumptuously. Verse 4 of Matthew 7. Notice, he says, "Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye." Let me. Judging an area is I have no authority as a judge. There's only one lawgiver and only one judge, and that's Jesus Christ. So even judges in our court system sometimes disqualify themselves. And maybe it's an area they're not qualified, or maybe they have a conflict in that area. And oftentimes we have to be careful. We're not going to be judged in areas we're not qualified. In fact, the Bible word for it is busybodies. Don't be a busybody in other men's matters. You have a good example of this in Moses in Egypt. Remember when the Egyptian and the Hebrew were quarreling with one another, and Moses went ahead and killed the Egyptian and buried him? And the next day, the two Hebrews were arguing, and Moses came to settle the dispute. And you know what they ask him? "Who made thee a ruler over us?" Yeah, who made you the king? Who made you the boss? In other words, who are you to tell us what to do? So Moses had to wait, and he waited 40 years. And then God, through the burning bush, gave him authority to lead and judge Israelites. I may see somebody go past me on the freeway. I may be doing the speed limit of 70, and boy, they go by me like I'm standing still. And, you know, you would say, boy, they must be doing 90. I don't go after them and issue a ticket. I don't go out and issue somebody a hunting or fishing violation. Why not? I don't have authority in those areas. And so I don't judge because I'd be judging presumptuously. I don't have that authority. So we don't judge because we'll judge hypocritically. We don't judge because we'll judge presumptuously. We don't judge because we might judge too eagerly. Oh, we all have an eagerness to judge. Somehow our fallen nature, we take delight in finding fault, especially if it's in an enemy or someone that we don't particularly care for, or someone we want to get even with. Now, that person will usually carry a holier-than-thou attitude. Now, they're not really opposed to sin, but they're using sin to push down their enemy. You may call a person a brother, but it's false friendliness. We're much too eager to want to point out the sins and failures in someone else than we are in our own life. Someone has once said, when you want to look at the sins of others, then look through the... In fact, we ought to turn... You ever look through binoculars? How it brings things, magnifies things? But you turn them around, you look through the big eyes, big down to the little, and it pushes things further away. That's how you ought to look at other people's sins. And maybe with our sins, we ought to put them under a microscope so we could see just how big our own sins really are. And we'd be less eager to judge the sin of somebody else. So I don't judge because I may judge hypocritically. I don't judge because I'll judge presumptuously. I don't judge because I may judge too eagerly. And I don't judge because I'll judge inaccurately. Again, verse 5 is see clearly. See, taking that little splinter, taking that little mote out of somebody's eye is dangerous work. Whenever there's surgery on an eye, special magnifying glasses are used. And it's going to be very difficult when you got a log sticking out of your eye. Then you're not going to have vision good enough to be able to see to get that splinter out of someone else's eye. So frankly, we just cannot do it. Now, Jesus said, John chapter 7 and verse number 24. I'm turning over there now. John 7 and verse number 24. Jesus says these words, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." In John 5, he said he's committed all judgment to his son. That's why I said earlier, what we can't judge according to appearance, and that's all we see. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And to have the proper rendering of judgment, we have to be able to know the inside and the outside. And that's why God has committed all judgment unto his son. We don't have to judge other people. To his own master he standeth or falleth. That's why the Bible says in Romans 14 and verse 12, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. So now listen, when I point out someone from the Bible that what they're doing is wrong, that's not judging them. That's showing them from the Bible that God says something's wrong. All right? This is when I'm judging someone, I'm saying I know the thoughts and intents of your heart as well as your actions. All right? And I can't know that. There's only one who knows the thoughts and intents of my heart, and that's God. So remember, the beam and the mote are made of the same material. The seeing and the understanding and the considering and the seeing thoroughly go with verses 3, 4, and 5. But the teaching the Lord's getting across to us is that we're not to judge, because we'll judge hypocritically, we'll judge presumptuously, we'll judge eagerly, and we'll judge inaccurately. Let's be beam removers and not mote pickers. All right, let's get the beam out of our eyes. Say, Lord, show me my errors. Show me my wrongdoings and let me make them right. And I'm not going to worry about the splinter in the eye of someone else. All right, judge not that ye be not judged. That's the proverb of Jesus concerning the mote and the beam. Now, Lord willing, tomorrow I want to talk about another one where Jesus said, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And that's in Matthew chapter 10. And Lord willing, on Tuesday, we'll take a look at that. All right? Well, I hope you have a great Monday. Hope you will pray for Adon and Yesenia as they travel over today from Illinois to take up residence here and begin the work, the Spanish work here at Bible Baptist Church. And we're excited to be able to reach out to our Hispanic friends all over Columbus, especially the west side of Columbus and Grove City. And we're excited to have them coming to minister among us. And they'll start right in with a Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning, August the 7th. And so I hope you can come out and join them for the Spanish Sunday school class starting August 7 at 9:30 a.m. All right. I appreciate those of you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Thank you for those of you who help from time to time with support of the broadcast. We deeply appreciate that. And if you have a prayer request or a blessing that you'd like to share with us, we always enjoy hearing from you. I want to remind you, we have a daily email that goes out with just scripture verses and a song. And you can sign up for that at our website, bbcgrovecity.org. You can also listen to past radio broadcasts there. And there's a link to go to our YouTube channel, and you can watch the services of Bible Baptist Church, our Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. If you'd like to have a podcast of these services, iTunes and iHeartRadio both carry our podcast. Just search Bible Baptist Church, Words to Encourage, and it'll come up. All right? Well, have a great Monday, everybody, and until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service, and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.